welcome to all Caribbean entrepreneurs. If you've been ready and waiting to take your business digital and get paid online while you sip something strong on the beach, this podcast is for you. We'll hear from the Caribbean's finest entrepreneurs on topics like e-commerce, business development, brand building, social media, their wins and failures. This is the only place in the region helping you navigate the digital age from the Caribbean's perspective. This is Digipreneur FM. And now, let's give it up for the Digiboss himself, Mr. Karan Rose.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Digipreneur FM podcast. And as usual, it is your boy, Mr. Karan Rose, DJ. Fade us out, DJ. You know what to do. You know what to do. You know why the people have come. You know why they are here. The people are here to learn about building their digital presence and monetizing their platforms all across the Caribbean region. And those that are in the diaspora are tuning in because they want to understand how to be able to do that in the region as well. You know, one of the biggest challenges that I had when I moved here was, you know, just coming here and thinking that everything that we knew or learned or, you know, that we had access to in Canada or North America or in the UK, you know, was available here. And that's not always the case. And I say all of that because we have another episode that is tackling a key issue, and it really came down to, you know, two things. One being the lack of options that made this issue a problem, and then also the lack of information to kind of guide people around it. So, I mean, let's stop being cryptic. Let's dive into it. Today's episode is about how to get paid on Wix, how to accept credit card payments, get paid online using the Wix platform. Right now, again, the reason I started off saying what I did is because when you jump on Google and you type in something like, you know, what is the easiest way to build a website, you're going to see a lot of reviews pop up around Wix, right? And usually it is from people who are in other markets who, again, they have their, anybody could use the Wix platform from anywhere in the world, right? And depending on what country you are in, you don't have an issue with getting paid. You're going to be able to use Stripe. You're going to be able to use PayPal. You're going to be able to use any of the other, you know, popular payment gateways that Wix also connects with. And we here in the Caribbean, again, we jump on Google, we see these things in other markets, and we just assume that it works the same way for us here or people in the region who are looking to do some business in the Caribbean or they're looking to move to the Caribbean. And again, they're so accustomed with just being able to sign up with a Stripe or sign up with a PayPal or anything else, right? They just assume that that's the case here. And this is where we constantly get our wires crossed, right? In our last episode, we dove into how to get paid with Shopify because it's one of the biggest questions. It's one of the top questions that constantly gets asked online on the search engines. It's also one of the top questions that I constantly get asked as well. And if there is one platform that gets asked about even more, This is one of the most popular platforms in the Caribbean because people Google and find out or learn or hear about Wix being the easiest. You don't need no technical skills. Wix also spends some of the most amount of money when it comes to marketing. So it's a platform that is in everybody's eyesight, right? And, you know, they used to get a bad rap for the majority of Wix's existence was really about a bad rap and, you know, just a bad platform overall to build your business on. But they have come a long way. It's a pretty viable platform to get your feet wet in building your own website, right? But the issue is, with everybody, you know, doing their Google searches, with everybody, you know, hearing that this is the platform that's going to be the easiest way to get their business online and put their products out there, nobody thinks about getting paid first. It's the one thing that nobody in the Caribbean does. Nobody asks the question first. Is this a platform I get paid on? And as I always say, and I have to stress this so that it becomes part of your thinking process. When I'm looking at a platform to build online with, regardless if it's a website, regardless if it's a learning management system, regardless if it's a platform to hold my e-documents or my e-files or my digital books or whatever the platform is, even if it's a scheduling tool, right? Like an Acuity or a Calendly, Planoly, it doesn't matter what platform we're talking about. The first question you always need to ask yourself is, how do I get paid on this platform and can I get paid on the platform? Because what sense does it, we have tons of options. What sense does it make to use the platform where you cannot get paid on? What sense does it make? So the rule of thumb is, but regardless of whatever the platform is that I'm looking to work with, or regardless of the tool, I'm asking myself the question of payments first. First of all, do I need to get paid from this platform or do I need to get paid from this tool? So an example would be I use Acuity, right? Now, Acuity only connects to PayPal and Stripe. And Acuity is a tool that I use to book clients. Now, the first question I'm asking is, do I need to get paid from the platform? If I don't need to get paid from the platform, then I could use Acuity in all of its glory and splendor, and I just won't allow people to pay for bookings through Acuity. I would do something else, right? But if I'm not getting paid on the platform, then I need to figure out what is the workflow that I need to be able to get paid if I'm going to be taking bookings. Right. So if I do something where I let people, you know, book on Acuity, that might mean I have to now send somebody a manual invoice. And remember, there's tons of ways to go about getting paid as a service provider. If you're going to be, you know, sending out meeting requests and whatnot, I'm not going down that route. This episode is about Wix. I'm just trying to get you into the mind frame of, you know, you always just need to be asking or thinking about how to get paid first. So regardless of whether it's a website builder, regardless if it's a tool, you constantly need to be thinking about payments. Can I get paid and do I need to get paid from this platform? If I don't need to get paid from this platform, what is the other workflow for me to be able to get paid from my clients, right? If I do need to get paid from this platform, does it work with any of the Caribbean payment gateways? If it does, great. Which ones does it work with? And what do I need in order to put those things in place? If it doesn't work with a Caribbean payment gateway, which payment gateway does it work with? Does it work with PayPal? Do I live in a Caribbean country where PayPal allows me to withdraw the funds? Yes? Okay, cool. Which banks does it work with? Oh, I don't live in a country where PayPal gives us access to withdraw those funds, then PayPal's not an option, right? And if I have to use Stripe, remember, Stripe isn't available in any Caribbean country. Stripe is going to require you to register a U.S. business to open up a U.S. bank account. Now, these things are normal practices. However, you need to know about them and craft the right route for you and your business. No two businesses are going to have the same process, right? So depending on, you know, your workflow, depending on your resources, depending on what you are willing to do, because, like, again, if you were to go the route of registering a U.S. business, are you in a position to maintain U.S. taxes? Right? So these are things that you have to be thinking about when you are crafting your business. And I think a lot of people miss the fact that they are crafting a business. Even if you are crafting a side hustle, you're still supposed to pay taxes. You still have things to think about, right? Your side hustle is still a business. So you need to be thinking about all of these things when you are crafting your business, all right? You're crafting your business or you're crafting your side hustle. So let's dive into it. Let's get into what we came here to talk about. Let's get into the meat and potatoes. Wix, one of the most popular platforms that people want to build their websites on, and people sign up, they build their websites, or they hire somebody to build a website, and then when it's all done, months later, thousands of dollars spent, or thousands of or hundreds of hours spent on building it themselves, they finally put their products up, it goes live, and then they realize, oh shoot, how do I get paid? Oh my God, I can't get paid. Well, guess what, folks? Up until August 2021, you could not get paid on Wix with a Caribbean payment gateway. You would have needed to sign up with a PayPal or Stripe. Right? So there are two ways to get paid on Wix if you are living in the Caribbean. And that, number one, is PayPal. Number one is PayPal. I'm not going to dive into PayPal and what you need. That'll have its own episode. And you could also visit my YouTube channel and you could learn more about. And I'll post one of the videos I've done on PayPal in the show notes. Right, so you guys can go and check it out. I'll most likely also do a refreshed, dedicated talk on PayPal for 2022 on the podcast. So option number one is PayPal. Right, if you're in the Caribbean, remember Stripe does not work in the Caribbean unless you register your own business or unless you register a U.S. business. Sorry. All right. Option number two. Now this is what is new. This is what has changed since August last year. All right. There is a official partnership with a company out of Costa Rica called Tillo. And Tillo has built an e-commerce platform called Tillo Pay. And basically, Tillo Pay is the technology that integrates into a wide variety of platforms, right? So they are that bridge. So if you listened to the last episode about Shopify and you would have heard me talk about WebGold building the integration for First Atlantic Commerce and Shopify, Tillo Pay builds integrations into platforms as well. They're a technology company, an e-commerce tech company. They build the integrations and they partner with payment gateways across the Caribbean and Latin America, right? And the payment gateway is that online point of sale terminal, if you will, that processes those credit card payments online, all right? The biggest one in the Caribbean is First Atlantic Commerce. They are the biggest payment gateway where they process the payments online, all right? Now, they typically have a wide variety of partners, of technology partners, that build the integrations into a variety of different platforms in order for you to connect their gateway to the platform of choice. And they work with a acquiring bank, right? That's that bank where you open up your merchant services. That way, once you have a platform, and again, it's integrated, the technology is there to integrate to First Atlantic Commerce. The payment is made from your customer. It gets processed online through First Atlantic Commerce. First Atlantic Commerce deposits those funds directly into your merchant bank account, right? That's generally how it works. So what you are going to need is you're going to need three things in order to get paid on Wix in the Caribbean. And step one is you are going to need to go to your bank. You are going to have to open up a merchant bank account. It can also be called an e-commerce account, depending on your bank, right? But most banks, if not all, it's going to be called a merchant account. And sometimes they might refer to it as the e-commerce account. So you know what it's called. You ask them about both names, right? Once you go to your bank and you open up your merchant account, now every single bank, regardless of where you are in the Caribbean, right? Every single bank offers merchant bank account services. Well, at least all the major banks are going to offer merchant account services. And those account services, those merchant bank accounts will have their own fees. And those fees will differ depending on which bank you go to and also what country you're in. I also want to point out that, remember, that you have to keep in mind that there is a cost to doing business, right? Sometimes we refuse to acknowledge that, right? When you are making your content, you had to spend money to buy your camera equipment. You had to spend money on Canva, on Photoshop, right? These are all parts of the costs of doing business, right? So if you have a brick and mortar store, you pay a rent and you pay in your insurance fees and everything to ensure your contents of your store and to ensure your buildings and whatnot, right? Cost of doing business. So your merchant bank account fees will all have a different fee. Chalk it up to the cost of doing business. This is where you need to take stock of your prices for your products and services to ensure that you can be profitable, that you can cover the costs, okay? Still cheaper than doing brick and mortar, than having a brick and mortar store. So you will get your merchant bank accounts. That's step one. Step two, you are going to go to First Atlantic Commerce. And you're going to open up your account at First Atlantic Commerce. If you don't feel like dealing with the bank, or if you're having trouble with the bank, you can reach out to First Atlantic Commerce. They are partnered with every single bank across the Caribbean, so they can help you or put you onto the correct people or help you with the process of opening up your merchant bank account, right? So step two is you're going to go to First Atlantic Commerce. You're going to open up your account there, or you can reach out to them directly if you're having problems with opening up the merchant bank account, and they will help you out, okay? After you open up your First Atlantic Commerce account, step three is, and this is the critical part, step three is you are going to go to Tilopay.com, T-I-L-O-P-A-Y.com, Tilopay, and I'm going to put the websites in the show notes as well. You are going to open up, you're going to go to Tilopay.com. You are then going to click on begin processing with Tilopay, or you could reach out to them, reach out to one of their sales reps, and they could assist you. But you're going to open up an account with Tilopay, and Tilopay is that integration for Wix in the Caribbean. They actually work with a wide variety of different platforms. Let me see if I could pull it up while we're on the... the podcast. Let's see. So Tilopay works with quite a few different platforms. So they are official partners they work with Shopify. They work with Wix. They work with WooCommerce. And the WooCommerce integration with Tilopay is interesting because Tilopay offers subscriptions. So like if you are into subscriptions, you could actually use Tilopay and WooCommerce to get subscriptions. They work with Magento, BigCommerce, VTEX, PrestaShop, and OpenCart. So those are the major platforms that they work with. So if you are interested in using any of those platforms, you can actually use Tilopay and First Atlantic Commerce for those platforms as well, right? So you're going to sign up with Tilopay. And once you get your Tilopay account, at that point, so you have your merchant bank account, you have your First Atlantic Commerce account set up, and you have the Tilopay account set up, at that point what you're going to do is you're going to jump onto your Wix platform. You are going to go to accept payments on your site's dashboard. You're then going to click on see more payment options, and then click connect right next to Tilopay, all right? And at that point, you are going to enter in your Tilopay key, your password, your username, and connect. And that is going to now integrate. That's going to connect your Tilopay account to Wix. So once you add your products and services on Wix, and the payment happens, your Tilopay integration kicks in. It's going to route everybody to the First Atlantic Commerce payment page. People are going to put in their credit card details. Once those details are done, First Atlantic Commerce processes the payment. They do all of their security checks and everything all online. And they then forward the money to your merchant bank account with whoever that account is with. And the money is reflected into your account within 24 to 48 hours. So there is no wallet. There is nobody holding the money, right? That money automatically gets forwarded to your account. And that's essentially it. This is big news because the First Atlantic Commerce and Tilopay partnership only happened as of July or August last year, 2021, right? And again, people want to use Wix. People want to use Wix, rightfully so. I've always gotten a bad rap. Well, not really a bad rap, but people have always thought I was pro WordPress. No, I am pro getting paid. So we haven't been able to get paid easily on a lot of platforms for quite some time, all right? Let's look at this. This Wix integration is new. It's not even a year old, all right? So as I always say, talk to me about platforms I can get paid on. I don't like to discuss. I don't want to go down the route of talking about things, but what is better, what's not. And at the end of the day, I can't use it. That's a senseless, in my book, that's a very pointless conversation. I'm in the space of business, right? I'm not doing anything for fun. If you are just a casual blogger, go forth and prosper, right? But the people that listen to my platforms or engage with me on my platforms are all business owners. So I'm always going to talk about things from the business perspective, the tools and platforms that we need for business owners to thrive, right? And that will always come down to getting paid. Your business needs money. We're not talking about anything casual, right? We're talking about getting paid. We're building your digital presence for your business so you can get paid, right? So I never like to engage in conversations about anything I can't use or I can't get paid for. There's tons of great platforms out there. I could care less because I just can't get paid. I can't get paid. If I can't get paid, it doesn't make no sense for me to talk about it. So this is how you get paid on Wix. At this point, this is when you're going to start to want to take stock of the platforms because you have WordPress, you have Shopify, you have all of the platforms I just named, PrestaShop, OpenCart, BigCommerce. You have access to all of these platforms now, right? Magento, VTEX. You have access to get paid on all of these platforms now. You have to now understand what each of these platforms bring. And are you willing to do what needs to be done in order to get paid on the platforms? A lot of y'all are just starting out and don't want to pay the bank's fees for having a merchant account. So if you're starting out and you might not have the resources, the money, or maybe you just don't want to pay the fees associated with having a merchant account, then you've already eliminated 90% of the available platforms for you to use. Right, the cheapest platform to use and build your website on just happens to be the biggest and most popular website platform builder, period, on the market, which is WordPress. Remember, WordPress powers close to 50% of the entire internet. Almost half of the entire internet is built on WordPress's websites or on the WordPress software. And there's a reason for that. Now, that doesn't mean it's the best platform for you. Just letting you know the facts, right? There's a reason why almost half the internet is built on WordPress. The good news is that here in the Caribbean, it's also the cheapest platform for you to get started with. And it can be very easy, but the problem is that because WordPress is open source and there's a thousand ways to build on WordPress, that's why it gets confusing for almost everybody, right? But if you were to use WordPress, if you were to learn about Elementor, Elementor is my go-to website builder, right? It works almost like Wix, but just built on the WordPress software. Wix and Elementor are two companies both developed out of Israel. They're almost like cousins, right? It's easy to get started and cheap to get started with that. So if I use WordPress, if I use Elementor, and you could even use the free version, and then I use WePay, then I get started for almost next to nothing, if not even free, right? You're out, you're paying for your domain name, and it starts at like $5, and then you're paying for hosting, and hosting for WordPress can start as low as $3, and then WePay is not even charging you for using their, or there's no monthly fees on WePay. They charge you per transaction fee, right? So keep in mind, when you are picking your platforms to conduct your business with, you need to understand how to get paid on these platforms. You're going to need to look at the costs of using these platforms. Don't argue about anything. And that always throws me off. Folks, stop arguing about the fees of anything. Because when you're going to go and rent a brick and mortar store, you're paying for that. You are paying for that. When you sign up for Canva, you're paying for that. When you're signing up for your Creative Cloud, your Adobe Creative Cloud, you're paying for that. You pay for everything else. You pay for your materials. You pay for every single thing you do and use in your business. You pay for the books to learn. You pay for the courses. You pay for everything. Don't think because it's digital, it should be cheap or it shouldn't have a cost, right? So look at all of the platforms. Look at all of the platforms. Look at Shopify. Look at Wix. Look at WordPress. Look at PrestaShop. Look at Magento. Look at all of them. Do your homework. Do your research. You can get paid on all these platforms, right? That wasn't the case. That wasn't the case a year ago. So now that you can get paid on these platforms, you need to now go to your banks, look at the costs of the merchant bank accounts. Okay, it starts at $75. Okay, $75 there. Wix is going to charge me $30. Okay, we're up to $105. And go from there and plan it out. And when you look at all of the options, when you look at which platform gives you what you need to grow your business, what is going to be easy for you to use to make your changes or build it yourself, and you understand how much you have to pay to maintain this online business, then make your decision. But don't just come in the comments. Don't just jump up and say, oh, that's too expensive. The cost of doing business. You have options. Look at your options. Everything comes at a price. Look at your options. Make the best decision for you. All right? That's all I have to say. Make the best decision for you. Look at all of your options. Ask yourself, how do I get paid and do I need to get paid from this platform? And once you know how you're getting paid, once you know the costs, you then start to price your products and services correctly and know your numbers. Know how much you need to sell or how much business you need to generate to cover your costs and fees. That's business 101, right? So that is it for today's episode on how to get paid with Wix. Just to quickly recap, step one, open up a merchant bank account. Step two, sign up with First Atlantic Commerce. Step three, sign up with Tillipay and then connect your Tillipay account to your Wix Accept Payments dashboard. All right. If you enjoyed this episode, please like the podcast in whichever podcast directory you are listening in from. Please, oh, please, I beg you, drop a review. The reviews continue to help grow the Digipreneur FM family across the globe, all right? The reviews help tremendously. The reviews also give me a bit of a pulse check on, you know, on how, on if you guys are enjoying the podcast or if you guys are not enjoying the podcast, right? So definitely drop a review for me when you guys get the opportunity to. If you haven't already been following me on social media, you can follow me at Karen Rose on every single platform. I'm most active on LinkedIn, Instagram, I'm TikToking, I'm on Facebook as well. So you guys can follow me on those platforms and we talk about all things Caribbean e-commerce and building your digital presence and online business in the Caribbean. That is it from me. A happy hump day. Is it Wednesday? Is it Wednesday already? I believe. No, my goodness. It's look where my mind is. My mind is already racing to Wednesday. It's Monday, February 14th. Folks, have yourself a wonderful week. Take care.
You've been listening to the Digiboss, Karan Rose. We hope your notepad was filled after this episode. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. The learning doesn't stop, folks. And to make sure you don't miss any gems from the Digiboss, go over and follow him on all social media platforms at Karan Rose. Folks, don't just sit there with a notepad. We need you to implement at least one thing into your business before the next episode. That's the only way your business levels up. Thanks for listening to Digipreneur FM. Now go be great.